Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says only the US can stop Israel from invading Rafah. Now, he was speaking at the World Economic Forum in the Saudi capital Riyadh. Abbas repeated his calls for an end to the war in Gaza and for Israel to allow more aid. Now, he warned Israel would try to push Palestinians out of the West Bank after it's done with Gaza.
What is happening in Gaza, what will happen in the coming days, and what Israel will do by invading the city of Rafah. All the Palestinians from Gaza are gathered in the city of Rafah, and only a small blow remains to get them all out. Then it would be the biggest disaster in the history of the Palestinian people. We appeal to the United States of America to ask Israel to stop the Rafah operation, because America is the only country capable of preventing Israel from committing this crime.
Mediators are still trying to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel says if the group rejects its latest offer, it'll go ahead with a ground invasion of Rafah, where more than 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Burkina Faso has dismissed a report from a rights group accusing the military of executing 223 civilians, including more than 50 children. Human Rights Watch says Burkina Faso's army carried out the killings in two northern villages in February. The report says they were executed as part of a campaign against civilians accused of working with armed groups. An explosion at a military base in southern Cambodia has killed 20 soldiers. People in nearby villages say the impact of the ammunition blast damaged their homes. Several others have been injured. Cambodia's prime minister has promised to compensate those affected.
When the explosion happened, I was fixing my house with some construction workers. Suddenly there was a loud explosion, causing my house to shake and breaking tiles on my roof. They fell down, but luckily they didn't fall inside the house.
A tornado has struck the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou, killing 5 people. 33 others were injured when the twister landed mid-afternoon on Saturday. Now, more than 140 factory buildings were also damaged. A second tornado hit another district later in the day. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied in cities across Australia to demand action against gender-based violence. The protests calling for tougher laws follow a wave of violence against women. Government data shows a woman has been killed every 4 days on average this year. The Prime Minister has described the wave of violence against women as an epidemic.
Coming up on The Take, former President Donald Trump takes his case to the Supreme Court. What could that mean for the upcoming presidential election? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.